I keep talking to so many founders who wait for their app to launch, so therefore they don't want to do any marketing. And I think it's the biggest mistake, costing them so much money. So today I want to talk about why you should actually start marketing before you launch your mobile app. Let's dive into it. Before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit more about myself. My brother and I built over 10 million followers on social media, and now we help brands with their social media platforms. The problem with mobile apps that don't market before they launch is that they never really create an audience, and they waste all this time trying to figure out how they can make their product better, or maybe they just don't do anything at all. And you can actually utilize that time to build an audience before you launch your product, because there's nothing holding you back from building an audience. So I would really focus on how you can create buzz for your product before it even launches. So let's take a look at the problem here. Most founders think that a great product is enough, and I'll give you a spoiler. It's not, especially with so many companies and apps releasing. It's not enough to just have a great app nowadays. You actually need to create that buzz around it, and that's what's going to separate you. Without creating an audience or a pre-launch buzz, your app's going to get lost in the millions of other apps out there. So here's actually how you can start solving it. I would focus on creating value-driven content for your app. And the way that you could do this is by creating content about the problem that your app actually solves. You can post on LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all these platforms. And I would go hard. I would post on every single one if I could. So let's say, for example, that your app helps with productivity. Something you could share would be 3 ways to save 5 hours a week. And here's the real kicker. If you want to be in stealth mode and you don't want to show your app to other people, then you can actually just create content that's not actually about your app. So in this case with productivity, you can show productivity hacks that have nothing to do with using an app. For example, like waking up early or journaling in the morning. And this way you're building an audience around the users that will eventually come to your app, which are people who love productivity. So that's the first thing, is creating value-driven content. Number two, another thing that I would focus on is leveraging early access. So how can you do this? Well, launching a waitlist is a great way to do this. Some of our best companies that we've worked with have done this really, really well. We're actually thinking about doing this. And I think it's just such a great way to be able to incentivize people. So here's an example, right? You could be like, only 500 spots available for beta users for this app. Or maybe you can release a beta version of your app to select number of people. And that way you're able to not only get feedback for your product, let's say that if they want to use the app and they want to give you some sort of feedback for what could be better, but you can also give them some sort of incentive for joining, for example, like lifetime discounts or VIP features. And by leveraging this early access, you're building this effect. And eventually, if people like it enough, they're going to share it with their friends and family. And it's overall just going to create a viral effect around the app that you're building. But how do you market this? Well, you could create ads for your waitlist. So you can run targeted ads to get people to join your waitlist. You can also create organic content like I showed you before, and then eventually talk about your waitlist and make it super exclusive. The third thing that I would do is figuring out how can you partner with micro influencers. This is another really smart tactic around creating content. And the way that you could do this is finding, let's say, 5 to 10 niche influencers in your industry. So once again, if we take the productivity example, you find 5 to 10 productivity influencers. And then you'd give them early access to your app, and you can ask for honest feedback in exchange for a shout out. So let's say that they would check out your app, they give you some feedback, shout you out, and then maybe you could pay them some sort of money or incentive to be able to do that for you. And again, what you'll be able to do this way is create some sort of buzz, some viral effects, and you don't really have to give them, or you don't have to give the audience members access to the app. You can just give it to the influencer and tell them to talk about it so that you're creating buzz. I know tons of founders who've done this really successfully, where they go on podcasts or they reach out to these influencers, they get them to talk about the app that they're about to launch, but they haven't launched it yet. So everyone is super eager and waiting to be able to use this app. And it's such a great way to be able to do this. And overall, this is the way that I would do it. I know some amazing brands like Notion and Loom have mastered these techniques, and they've been able to build amazing audiences by sharing value long before they launched. So if you're planning on launching a mobile app, definitely start building your audience now. It does not hurt whatsoever. In fact, it's only going to help you that much more. The earlier you start, the less money you'll actually burn on ads later. If you guys want some specific examples or need help scaling your mobile app, definitely reach out. But thanks for listening to this episode.